local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Chicago's seen less violence in recent weeks since the stay-at-home order from the governor, but yesterday's first summer-like day brought a dose of reality, as WBBM's Mike Krauser reports.
It was the most violent day of the year, with nearly two dozen shot, seven killed, and it came as the weather brought more people outside. The violence was for the most part on the south and west sides of the city. A five-year-old girl is among the wounded, shot along with three adults when someone opened fire as they sat on a south side porch. She was shot in the foot. One man was killed in that incident. The tally of the dead includes a man who police say was pushed into the path of a Red Line train in the Loop. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A Chicago firefighter who worked on the north side is among the latest to die of COVID-19 in Illinois.
49-year-old firefighter Mario Araujo is the first Chicago firefighter to die of COVID-19. According to fire department spokesman Larry Langford, Araujo joined the department in 2003 and spent most of his career at Truck 25. Fire Commissioner Richard Ford says Araujo's service will never be forgotten. The city says 46 firefighters have tested positive for the coronavirus. Nine have already returned to work. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Governor Pritzker's office says Chicago's north and southwest suburbs have the lowest percentage of available intensive care unit beds in the state. The report says in the northern suburbs, less than 17% of total ICU beds are available, while in the southwest suburbs, the figure is just under 21%. The city of Chicago had almost 25% of ICU beds available. Those figures are the lowest percentages of 11 regions across the state.
As the virus crisis continues, a South Suburban businesswoman says she's hanging on, as are others like her.
Stephanie Luster, whose family is renowned in hair care, has been in business herself for some 40 years.
I know firsthand how rewarding yet difficult it can be, especially with two businesses in southern Cook County going through COVID-19.
She says the state shelter-in-place order not only closed her salon, but essentially put her 10 stylist independent contractors out of work, too. She also owns a company that manufactures hair care products.
By the end of March, over 80% of my current customer base were also unemployed. Because of this, I found myself with a salon that couldn't operate and a plant that makes products with no one to sell to.
Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The pandemic is providing some, well, opportunities for people planning future trips.
If you have to fly over the next few months, this may be a great time to book a flight.
There's some great deals. And something to bear in mind is that some airlines, including, of course, Chicago-based United, have created some very generous, flexible terms in terms of how you can change and manage your tickets in the future. If you find a deal that you like, you should consider it, but just be careful. We don't know when we're going to get the all clear to travel again.
Analyst Henry Hartevelt is among the guests on this week's WBBM In-Depth podcast, where we take a deep dive into several aspects of the coronavirus, including what to do if you can't pay your mortgage. It's available right now by searching for WBBM In-Depth on the radio.com app or wherever you get your podcasts. Cisco Cotto, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Drivers and pedestrians won't have to deal with bridge lifts for the immediate future because of the virus epidemic.
The lifts, something of a rite of spring, were supposed to start later this month and take place twice weekly into June, but that won't be happening because the lakefront, including city harbors, are closed due to social distancing. Area boat yards won't be asking the city to open bridges until restrictions are lifted, possibly next month. The Transportation Department says it will be ready for any requests for a boat run on April 18th or later on the usual Saturdays and Wednesdays, but for now, no bridge lifts have been requested. Bob Conway, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Deerfield-based Walgreens says it plans to use Abbott Laboratories' new fast-response COVID-19 test to expand drive-through testing for the virus in seven states, including Illinois. A statement says Walgreens plans to test up to 3,000 people a day at the 15 sites, expected begin later this week. The company says specific sites have not yet been determined.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
When someone is hurt in a truck accident, the one question everyone has is, why did this terrible collision happen? To answer that question takes an experienced team of lawyers and experts. Not everyone has this type of experience. At Colombo Law, we are truck injury lawyers. It's what we do every day. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.